Ah, it started. Okay. God bless everybody. And today I'm going to talk about strength. And do you guys remember the movie The Wizard of Oz? I was actually reading about it today. It was pretty interesting, the whole background of the book and how the movie was put together. But I thought it was actually a pretty scary movie when I was young. Anyway, if you remember, the story goes that Dorothy and her dog Toto get caught in a tornado or a cyclone in Kansas, and they're dropped into the land of Oz. And she meets the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion, and they have all kinds of adventures trying to go away from the Wicked Witch of the West. So, but Dorothy's main goal is to get to Emerald City, where the Great Oz could help her get back home. Well, the upshot of the story, of course, is that Toto actually moves the curtain back to show that the man behind the curtain was just a common guy who he kind of had set up this big illusion that he was the Great Oz. Anyway, well, tonight, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Hebrew word Oz. And, oh, unfortunately, the movie and the book did not get the name from the Bible. But this word Oz, O-Z, is a kind of strength that we can rely on. And over the past weekend, Ken Petty was teaching about how Jesus Christ is the head of the body. He talked a lot about being strengthened because of our connection to God and to Christ. And that's what sort of prompted me to go look at this word again. It's actually used 92 times, which, of course, we're going to read every single one of those verses. Right. But anyway, let's start with the first use of it. This is Moses' song after they crossed the Red Sea, and it's in Exodus 15. And we'll start in verse 1. And I'm going to read mostly from the ESV. And just a couple other little translations. So it says, "Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength,'" that's the word Oz, "'and my song, and he has become my salvation.'" That word salvation is also very similar to Jesus' name, Yeshua. "This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." That just means I will lift him high. Remember Sal's really cool song, "I Will Lift You High"? "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea." You know, part of the great miracle of that whole time with the water standing up so that they could cross over on dry land, the other part of the miracle was that the water came back down and Pharaoh's chariots and all his host were sunk in the sea. So they couldn't go back and figure out how to get over the Red Sea and to follow them at all. So what's this talking about as far as the Lord is my strength? It's that God's strength, his Oz, it brings deliverance, and it's great. It performs mighty, mighty, mighty miracles and brings deliverance or salvation to people. So now let's look at 1 Chronicles 16. And this one I'm going to read from the NET. It says, start in verse 26. "For all the gods of the nations are worthless, totally worthless, but the Lord made the heavens. Majestic splendor emanates from him. He is the source of strength and joy." That's the word Oz. "He is the source of strength. He's not only strong and completely strong, but he also then gives strength to his people. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord splendor and strength. There's Oz again. Ascribe just means tell about it. Tell to the Lord, O families of the nations, about the families of the nations should tell of all about God's splendor and his strength. Ascribe to the Lord the splendor he deserves. Bring an offering and enter his presence. Worship the Lord in holy attire. So if the Lord made the heavens, that's pretty strong. He has enough strength to help in any situation. And this kind of reminded me, too, about that praise is one of our spiritual vitamins that we can take. And when we praise God and we tell about his greatness and how strong he is and how wonderful he is and look at what he did, then it strengthens us inside. I love that line in Chris Tomlin's song, I know I get stronger when I'm down on my knees. When I'm worshiping, when I'm praising God, somehow the problems that I've been facing just seem small in comparison to God's strength. Now let's look at Psalm 21. This is a really great verse too. In verse 1, O Lord, in your strength, in your Oz, the king rejoices. And in your salvation, how greatly he exults or rejoices. The Peshitta Old Testament says how greatly he leaps for joy. When, you know, we've been dealing with all kinds of things in politics, and sometimes politicians seem like they think themselves like they're kings, and they act like everybody should exalt them. And what's the truth is that our officials, our leaders are supposed to be representatives of the people. But in the ancient world, the kings, they were never elected, and they rarely served the people. And if anybody was in a position to glory in his own strength, it would have been a king. But notice that David has a different perspective. David rejoices in your strength. He was leaping for joy because of God's strength. He knew that he was a king only because God willed it. And he also really recognized that he remained a king only because God lifted him up. So David really served the Lord first, and that made all the difference for him. He had so many successes, but it was because he relied on God's strength. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about in your strength in this verse. The Hebrew is pronounced be'uska. The be' means in. And the ooze or oz is the strength. And then the ka at the end, K-A, it just means your. So that phrase means in your strength. But it sounds a lot like the military weapon bazooka. If you swap the Z and the O, then you can pretend that these words are related. Because our power, our bazookas, they come from in your strength, be'uzka. Well, what is really true and is really great about that phrase is that God's strength is our weapon, and it's far stronger even than a bazooka. In fact, the word picture for Oz means to see or experience the weapon. God's strength is so strong that it actually ends up being a weapon in order to deliver someone from distress or from their enemies or from a dire situation. Now let's go to Psalm 28 and start in verse 7. I like that idea about it being a bazooka. The other word for strength I've talked about before, it's kail, and that is like a high-powered drill. That's the illustration I've used before. But I thought this one was pretty cool. It's in your strength, be'uzka. So Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." So not only is he a bazooka, he's a shield. "In him my heart trusts," or has confidence, "and I am helped. My heart exalts," or rejoices, "and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people." Verse 8, there's Oz again. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. "Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." Those are some of the things that the Lord, who is our strength, does. Is he saved, he's a refuge, we can trust him, and we can be helped. So that's how we actually rely on his strength, is like Ken was talking about, we have to stay plugged in to him. We have to stay connected to him. And that's what trust is all about. We have to let him help us. And another illustration is running to his strong tower. So there's just a couple more verses I wanted to read from the Old Testament. "God is our refuge and strength." This is Psalm 46 and verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." That's really cool. A very present help. He's not far away. It's not like the strength is so far away that you couldn't tap into it or understand what it was. He comes in with his strength to help, just like it had said in the verse before about how he's our strength and our shield. Look at Psalm 59. There's two verses in here that use the word. In verse 9, it says, "Oh, my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress." Well, if you're inside a fortress, then that's pretty strong. And that way, things can't penetrate in there. If you're inside God's fortress. And now look at verse 16, jump down there. "But I will sing of your strength." See, there's so many times it's really linked with praise too. "I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress." So we run to his tower of strength, his strong tower, which it has other verses say that. Then we find help in the day of distress. So I just wanted to end with looking at a couple verses in the New Testament, because the application is that God has given Christ all power and all authority in heaven and in earth. And it is in him that we find the strength and the answers we need, just like David did with God. They don't do anything outside of each other. So in Philippians 4, and this is verse 13, this is the Aramaic translation. It's the verse that we know as, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And when I saw this the first time, I thought it was so wonderful, because I knew that there were lots of times that I didn't have the strength to do anything. In fact, I've had a situation going on with my mom recently where it's something that should have been really simple to get the vitamins list approved by the doctor so that they would give her vitamins. And it's been like 2.5 weeks and I still hadn't got it done. So today, instead of fretting about it, I just decided, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go and I'm going to ask God to work and to help to get this solved. And I'll find out tomorrow, but I do believe that it is solved. And so it just took all the stress off of everything. But this is what the Aramaic says for Philippians 4:13. It says, I find strength for everything in Christ who strengthens me. Not that I can do it, but I find the strength. Because where is the strength? The strength is in God. The strength is in Christ. And in Christ, then, he's the one who strengthens me. He strengthens me to have the need get met, to understand what to do. No matter what the situation is, we can find the strength for everything in Christ. And that reminded me of the great verse in the armor of God in Ephesians 6:10 that just says, from now on, my brothers, be strong in our Lord. In what? Be strengthened in our what? Our Lord. And in the immensity of his power. This kind of strength, this Oz kind of strength, is a weapon. It's a bazooka. It's a way that is a kind of strength that we can totally rely upon. And the last verse I want to read is Ephesians 3, verse 16. And Ken went into this in great detail in the prayer in the last part, last session. But I wanted to read the Amplified of verse 16. It says, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit. So we can be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power. And so God is our strength. God is your strength. You would say, just like David did, where he said, O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices. Well, if you just put your name there, O Lord, in your strength, Jan rejoices, and in your salvation, he greatly leaps for joy, because out of the treasury of his glory, he gives us to be strengthened in Christ. So this is no pretend strength like the Wizard of Oz, who had to make a big illusion in order for people to trust that he was actually a strong one. And in the story, when Dorothy has these red shoes she gets from the Wicked Witch of the East and finally realizes that all she has to do is click her heels together and say, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, and she's instantly transported back to Kansas. And it's a fantasy, but there's some applications, I think, that are kind of interesting, that we deal with the wicked witches all the time, but there is a strength that we can rely upon that's greater, much, much greater than the Wizard of Oz. If God made the heavens, can he not help us today? So that's what I wanted to share. God bless you guys.